Session 2, Agenda Setting. Lesson 2.1, Become a Proactive Agenda Setter. Have you ever been in a meeting with a client who seemed distracted? Perhaps you noticed their eyes wandering or saw them reach for their smartphone. Or have you tried to get an appointment with an executive who just wouldn't make room in their schedule for you? In both cases, the problem is the same. You're not connecting with and showing how you are relevant to the client's agenda of critical priorities. It's the difference between your plumber calling you up and suggesting you get together for lunch so you can get to know each other better, and getting a call from your doctor who asks you to come in to discuss your latest test results. Who are you going to make time for? To become a trusted advisor, you've got to demonstrate that what you do is strategic to your client's business. You have to show that you're proactively focused on their most important goals. In the introduction, I mentioned that when your client views you as a part of their growth and profits, they can't get enough of you. But when you're just a necessary cost, like buying gas for your car, a task no one loves, you can be cut at any time. That's the heart of the difference between the order taker and the agenda setter. Everyone has an agenda of 3 to 5 priorities or goals that they are focused on in their organization. It's rarely more than 5 because it's hard to have 8 or 9 absolutely critical priorities going on. After 5, they tail off in importance. And usually it's not less than 3. Most executives will tell you that they have 3 to 5. As we'll see in a moment, every client also has a set of personal priorities. Your job is to understand, inform, and ultimately shape and influence your client's agenda. If you don't do this, you'll remain an expert for hire, an order taker, who will never truly have a seat at the table for important discussions. The challenge is that it's hard to get to know what your client's true agenda is. This is especially true as you go higher up in the organization. One of my clients, for example, a CEO, had a public 4-part strategy he was very visibly following. But he had another very important agenda as well that involved building up his top team of direct reports. That wasn't in the annual report. But once this priority came to light in our conversations, and when I demonstrated that I had experience and some ideas that would help him in this area, he ultimately asked me to work with his team and do some coaching with them. You begin by learning about a prospective client's agenda, first through secondary sources, and then through direct conversations. Eventually, when you've earned some trust and respect, you can be bolder about sharing your own perspectives on their agenda. Every client is different when it comes to their tolerance for having their agenda challenged by an outside advisor. So make sure you modulate your approach based on an understanding of your client's temperament. Someone who's brand new in the job, for example, may be more open to strong views on how they should move forward, whereas someone in the middle of a successful tenure at their role may not look kindly on someone who is overly assertive. Finally, some clients are absolutely firm on their overall strategy and direction. That doesn't mean that you still can't be an agenda setter. In that case, you should focus on the implementation agenda, the key plans, programs, human resources, methodologies, and so on that all go into successful execution. In most organizations, you typically have 2 levels of agendas that you have to understand. First, there's the company or overall organizational strategy. Whether you're serving a small business or a large corporation, you should always know what the 3 or 4 key elements of the strategy are. These strategic priorities or goals then cascade down into different functions and business units. Each individual client you serve has his or her agenda, as we've said, of 3 to 5 critical priorities that ideally are supportive of and align with the overall strategy. Here's an example of a famous agenda. In 1993, Lou Gerstner became CEO of IBM. At the time, everyone was clamoring to break IBM up into its constituent parts, manufacturing, software, and so on. Gerstner spent the first 4 months of his tenure traveling around the world to visit IBM customers. Their message to him? Don't break yourself up. Rather, help us use your computers and service them. Gerstner then formulated a legendary agenda in four parts. Break down the silos within IBM, increase executive accountability and collaboration, become more customer-centric, and build a services business. In those years, if an external advisor or vendor to IBM wanted to get into the inner circle of suppliers, they had to be aligned with this four-point agenda, and they had to be able to demonstrate how they were supporting it through their products and services. By the way, IBM Global Services today is a 20 billion plus business, and IBM is one of the most valuable companies in the world. Everyone also has a personal agenda. Perhaps your client wants to get promoted. Perhaps they're dealing with a family crisis. You must, over time, try and understand the personal agenda. When you help a client in their career or with a personal issue, they never, ever forget it. In the next lesson, we'll review what good agenda setting looks like and how to overcome four barriers to agenda setting.